Our first news story this month covers a recent research project on genetic diversity, which challenges the long-held view that the ancestors of all modern humans, Homo sapiens, originate from East Africa.
But I thought it was a pretty well-established fact that our species evolved and radiated out of East Africa. How does this study challenge that view?
Well, this study discovered that genetic diversity, which is an indicator of longevity and adaptability to the environment, crucial to the survival of any species, was found to be most diverse in populations in southern Africa. The study found that the genes of the Namibian and Kamani Bushmen in southern Africa, the Biaka Pygmies of central Africa, and the Sindawe of East Africa appear to be the most genetically diverse populations. Hence, they are likely to be the most ancient populations of modern humans.
Right, so how is genetic diversity an indicator of longevity?
Genetic diversity is absolutely fundamental to the adaptability of a species to the surrounding and changing environment. So as your population changes and evolves according to the environment, these adaptations will affect your overall genetic makeup. In other words, the longer you've been around, the more diverse your genetic characteristics are going to be.
Right, so is the study basically saying that our species still originated in Africa, it's just that our point of origin is somewhere further south?
Yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that. Co-author of the study, Brenna Henn from Stanford University, California, said that early human prehistory and evolution in Africa is a complex array of hundreds of distinct populations. The study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and came to two main conclusions. And the first is that there is much more genetic diversity in African hunter-gatherer populations than previously thought.
So East Africa might not be the so-called Garden of Eden?
Well, Chris Stringer from the Natural History Museum in London urges caution. Whilst he stated that the research is a landmark study on the genetic diversity of hunter-gatherer groups in Africa, we need to be careful not to over-localise these populations.
What do you mean by that?
Well, current hunter-gatherer populations have quite a limited range across the African landscape, but archaeology associated with many of these groups, in particular rock paintings that are linked to the Bushmen, strongly suggests that these populations were far more widespread in the past, ranging across most of sub-Saharan Africa. Stringer agrees that it's unlikely there was one single Garden of Eden where modern humans evolved, and that various populations in ancient Africa contributed to the genetic makeup and behaviours of modern humans.
If there's one thing about humans, they do like to move around a lot. Thanks, Tom. And just an update on the Egyptian antiquity story that we covered last month. Well, since then, there have been a few developments. Zahi Hawass actually resigned from his post. And although the latest reports are that he is still working from his office, he refuses to come back to his post until the Egyptian authorities promise to offer greater levels of protection for the archaeological sites across Egypt, which he has said are at high risk and are suffering from looting. So we hope that the situation over there does improve soon.